Is the Lord my Lord, the mightiest, mightiest prophet of the Lord, please? Yes, please, my Lord, you are live on air, please.
Blessed people, the Lord Almighty has spoken with me. The Lord Jehovah Elohim, the great God of Israel, Jehovah Goel, Jehovah Adonai, he has spoken with me. Blessed people, this last night, in that conversation, in a cascade of conversations, counting down to Nakul Menengai 6, the grand, mega, super glorious, historic revival healing service at Nakul Menengai 6. The Lord Almighty with me very tremendously. You can see the cascade of conversation that the Lord is having as we begin to count down 2 weeks to the meeting now. So that day, God the Holy Spirit himself, 27th of February, it's a memorable day on this earth, 27th of February, the year 2024, this year. It's a very memorable day when God the Father, finally, God the Holy Spirit, he releases the Holy Spirit, and he comes, God himself comes in bodily form, and he lies over me, and he lies on my prophetic finger like this, and his right eye comes up to talk to me, and then I'm looking at him at close proximity. The glory is flashing everywhere. That is God himself. That's the visitation of God himself. Again, then after that, he shows me the big meeting in Nakul Menengai 6. The tremendous storm that is struck. The meeting is going to be struck when he brings me, when now God, Jehovah, Haver Shali, my friend, brings me into the meeting. And he struck the meeting. He will strike the meeting with an unbelievable, historic, healing anointing never seen before. It will be quite a tremendous, holy chaos from all directions, from all sides. People will get up and walk. It was just very stunning. And then now, again, he has taken me into heaven, into the kingdom of God in glory. And he gave me the leaves of the tree of life. And those leaves even be getting back here. On the earth, the leaves flourished at Nakul Menengai ground, and I saw this and how they were flourishing across, they were going all across, flourishing across throughout. And then I've seen also the fruit of the tree of life. I've seen special fruits of the tree of life, and I've seen the tremendous flourishing and blossoming of the green, dark, healthy leaves of the tree of life across the saturated the whole place, some growing trees. Such a stunning and a spectacular events to behold. And so this is such a tremendous time we're living in, blessed people, when the Lord is preparing the church by a massive mega revival to touch the hearts of people and bring them back to himself, that he may be able now to prepare them for the eternity, the eternal glorious kingdom of God. Remember, we are all in this countdown to the coming of the Messiah. So this is a very critical moment in the church, whereby every second counts. You should be asking yourself, how did I make myself closer to the Lord? How have I grown closer to Jesus? How have I grown closer to righteousness, to holiness, in everything whatsoever you do at this hour? Because at this time, the Lord expects the church now to be very focused, and the agenda must be one, the entry of the church into the kingdom of God. And with this type of glory that the Lord has shown me, and the revival coming and glory in this land, and what he has unleashed at another level, the biggest visitation in the history of the earth coming, this kind of glory that he has shown me should be able now to illustrate to us what is in store for us in heaven and disconnect us from this earth and make us understand that our life on this earth is mere a station. We are the station at which to prepare for the life after. To prepare for the greater life, the nobler life, the higher life. All this the Lord is doing, that you may be able to be drawn, you may have a holy desire for the glorious kingdom of God. Turn away from the impostors of this life, the sexual sin, homosexuality. You see all over the world, Brazil is very big, and the whole world is different, not just Brazil. Even in Kenya, most of the high schools, there's a lot of homosexuality going on. And then idol worship in India and most of Asia. And also idol worship in the church is going on. So this is the time for purification. When you hear that the Lord is advancing, he's making every advance towards you, every gesture towards you by big visitation. If you look at the visitations of the Lord ever since the Lord sent us land, and I know we are now in many countries, the visitations have grown bigger and bigger, exponential growth of the glory and the visitation of God Almighty. And I know that we are fasting now, we are not watching TV like we did also last week, but tomorrow there is a program on K24 TV that we can watch. We can break and watch that program once the time is posted. I need to know what time it is. Tomorrow, Saturday, and then Sunday, there's a special program there beginning to prepare the nation for this very big visitation coming up in Nakuru, Menengai 6. Preparing them, telling the nation, look, this is what is coming. This is the caliber of the visitation that is coming. So prepare in earnest, prepare very well. Repent, be baptized, be righteous, going into the presence of the Lord. Be holy. And so, the Lord has taken us into the kingdom of God Almighty with such a tremendous glory up there. He believes this enormous fountain of the blood of Jesus coming to flow at Nakuru, Menengai 6. The tremendous glory, the latter glory that prepares the church, the superior glory that comes to nullify the fall in the church, nullify the fall in the generation, that now you may be singularly focused on the kingdom of God. I have news for you here that a very senior senator in Colombia is coming also to the meeting. A senior senator from the nation of Colombia, remember, on our mission to the big, big national revival in Venezuela, where the government is totally involved. In our journey, the route we have taken is through Bogota for some reason. For some reason, we did not go through Amsterdam or go through Iberia, use Iberia through Madrid or other connecting flights. For some reason, again, the Lord puts us on this route and he passes us through the nation of Colombia on a purpose. Now we know because of the way he spoke in the dream. When the leaders came and said, no, you cannot pass here, please just come out. Just come out and step your feet into this land. And so we know that a very senior senator is coming. The one who will be hosting us in, another who is from Colombia will be hosting us, is coming to this meeting. A very senior senator from Colombia is coming. And they have requested that on our way back from Caracas, Venezuela, we make a stopover in Venezuela. So we are going to have a 4-day stopover in Bogota, the mega, mega, super alpha city of Bogota. We are going to make a stopover there, and we will have a pastor's conference there. After we have come from Venezuela, the 5 cities, we'll make a 4-day stopover. The first day will be for rest when we arrive there, and then the next day we'll have that mega call. And then the third day will be rest day to fellowship with the pastors, to give them instruction, direction, what the Lord is saying now to the church. The senior most pastor in that mega large city. After that, we'll take our flight to Sao Paulo, where we'll have a stopover also to meet some senior leadership in Brazil of the church. And the political leaders there also want to be prayed for. So it's a very powerful time with the people, a very, very mighty time in the life of the church. The Lord has remembered the church. But he's saying that Menengai 6 is not equatable to any other visitation that has taken place. I know sometimes I hear on the radio they are playing visitations of Menengai 5, Menengai 4, of Central Park, of Bomet, but this is going to be massive, massive, super massive, super glorious, this one. This is going to be the real big explosion of revival that will be unbelievable. The eye opener for this generation. And you can tell that the Lord is preparing us, supercharging us, the visitation of God himself to me in such a tremendous historic way, and the conversation that are attendant to that, and then showing us how the meeting will be. I've seen a very massive meeting that will take place in Nakuru. So it's a blessed, blessed time when God has remembered the church. He's asking the church to repent and turn away from sin. And then, number two, there is a very senior minister of government, actually a current minister of government in Italy, who is also coming to attend Menengai 6. A current minister of government in Italy. This is very serious. These are big people. We are trying to run around here to arrange for them also their protocol and everything, the security and everything. But these are very big people who are coming to Nakuru Menengai Six, a senior minister of government in Italy, a minister of government in Italy, the most developed nation of Italy, is coming to Menengai Six, to Nakuru Menengai Six. Very big, blessed people, very big time. And also a very senior senator from Bogota, from Colombia, is coming. And we have other senior people coming. So we are requesting you that are coming from abroad. Please, if you know that you are traveling with senior people, senior political leaders, leaders of your countries, alert us in advance so that we may give them special protocol and be able to recognize them out of courtesy, blessed people. Even if you see the courteous manner in which we are received in their nations, in your nations, please just give us that ring and give us that alert in the beginning at this hour that we may be able to receive your leaders very well in a manner that befits their offices. So there's a very senior minister of government that's attending the Nakuru Menengai 6 meeting. We have been given all system and protocol arrangements, so we also put together protocol on this side. And also there is a very senior senator coming from Colombia, Bogota, and there are many other senior leaders who are coming. Some may be coming from Taiwan, we are not aware, but I think there was a little hint from Asia. Some senior people may come, it may be Taiwan, maybe Hong Kong, and all other nations coming. I know that TV7 Finland, that broadcast from Jerusalem, are coming also. They're coming with their crew to be able to capture the meeting and transmit it. So it's a very, very powerful time. The Lord has taken me into glory, preparing his servants, sharpening them up, and charging them, supercharging them. God himself, my Lord, God himself, the visitation of God. This is a time like none other, the most awaited time, where everybody must benefit, capitalize, and make principle of this time, and make sure that your preparation for the glorious coming of the Messiah befits the King that is coming, befits the day that is coming, befits the glory that is coming. If you read the book of Philippians chapter 3, verses 20-21, it talks about our citizenship is not of this world. That's why you should make every endeavor when you see this kind of visitation, Nakuru Menengai 1, Menengai 2, Menengai 3, Menengai 4, Menengai 5, Bomet, you see, when I stood before the Lord to shut down the blood, the violence that was coming, and after the election, I mean, something that would come after the election. Remember, the Lord spoke, and I stood at Jamhuri grounds and shut it down and spoke before the Lord, and my words were fulfilled, and there was peaceful transfer of power, very powerful. You know, when I stood there, that meeting also at Jamhuri grounds, you've seen Central Park. All these meetings you are seeing, they are not a movie. The Lord is saying that when you see them, you should create a great longing for the kingdom of God. Because of the power is exhibited there, the people can get up and walk away. When I walk into the meeting, they fear pop up and many deaf, like you'll see in many guys, many deaf people will be holding their ears. I've seen them closing their ears. They are complete senses, cannot sense sound. So all that, the cripple walking, mind thing, deaf hearing, mute speaking, lame walking, paralytic, spinal cord injury, broken knees, those with the cerebral issues, tumors in the brain, tumors in the lungs, blood conditions, leukemia, cancer, diabetes, hypertension, those with the cancers that are declared chronic, all manner of conditions under the sun healed. When you see that amount of power the Lord is giving his servants to release into the eyes of this generation, that you may develop a heavenly perspective in your life at this time, that you may shun the things of this world, the love of money that you see has deluded this generation with providence, the generation of providence. It's about going to school, get a profession, get a job, get married, get a house, and then the next thing you realize you're retiring, your stock markets and all these things of your investments. This is the generation it is. It's a very, very prosperous generation, but this power Lord is releasing is literally really meant to disconnect you from this life, that you may prepare now for this illustrated kingdom that visitation illustrates. Demonstrates a very powerful kingdom of God, an eternal kingdom of God. And in that scripture it says, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will now convert our vile bodies, our lowly bodies, our corruptible bodies to be as glorious as his glorious bodies. Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 to 21. So in that way, he's saying that the bodies you have now must die and decompose and putrefy. Nakuoza. On that day, if you prepare well, you get a glorious eternal body that will never die, will never be subjected to the forces of sin and death you see all over this world, will never be lustful, will never, it's called impassible. An impassible body cannot perceive pain, cannot have disease, cannot have sin, cannot have death. So this is a greater thing to prepare for blessed people. What the visitations that the Lord is using in servants to bring you are illustrating in the eyes of this generation. So may the Lord bless you in the night coming. And I've seen a tremendous visitation there. And we are privileged to be hosting very senior leaders who are coming from Europe and Latin America in this meeting. The Messiah is coming. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, please. Yes, please, my lords, you are now clear, please, my lords.
Put it on radio.
Yes, please, my lords, you are now live on air, please, my lords.
Well, our blessed people, again, this is what the Lord is saying, that the mission that is coming up to Menengai 6 is a very massive visitation. Very, very massive. I hope we are now clearer on radio. Very, very massive visitation, and people need to prepare very well. Because in that visitation, you see that God, the Holy Spirit himself, has come here. He has spoken with me, lighted on me, like a white dove, super glorious. And at the same time, the visitation of God, the Father, the cloud of God, the super white, glorious cloud of God, covers me on the back, on the back. And so the camera people, be careful. You're going to be able to catch from the back, from my back, as I move in, as I move into the glory. But I'm looking a little bit left as I walk forward. So you see me walking away. But as I turn left, then someone, some people, the Lord is going to open your eyes to catch it. You should be able to catch it. You should all strive to catch it, blessed people. When the super white glorious cloud of God will come and cover me. And these are very monumental visitations. And I say the reason the Lord is doing so is to be able to catch the attention of this generation. That this generation is one generation that has really fallen. They celebrate gay pride. And the Lord is saying, repent. Repent and turn away from sin. When you see this, you should repent and know that the kingdom of God has drawn near. Repent and turn away from this immorality, gay pride, homosexuality, promiscuity, the pornography, the love of money, and all these things that have plagued this generation. That is what the Lord is saying to an apostate generation. Now, this is the time for you to repent and turn away from all sin and prepare for the coming of the Messiah. And now, today, the Lord takes me to glory. And he gives me the leaves of the tree of life, the leaves of glory, and I see them flourish at the grounds of Nakuru Menengai 6 in a very massive way. He does a chronology, so I'm seeing how the old dawn is becoming totally green as they're moving like this. Tremendous, very powerful, very lush and blossoming, and some become trees. That is just how Jehovah El Olam speaks. Remember, his ways are quite different from the ways of men. And so this is a point of advantage for the church. You should take advantage of this and capitalize on this to prepare for the glorious coming of the Messiah. And so we also have senior leaders coming from nations out there, the developed nations, Italy, the minister of government. One of the ministers of government, a minister of government is coming to attend Nakuru Menengai 6. So our teams are running around to make sure that all things are right, even protocol and all that. And then we also have a very senior senator from Bogota, Colombia, is coming to the meeting. And we are requesting you across the whole earth, if you're coming with some senior leaders in your nations, we would like to give them courtesy and hospitality. Please let us know so that we may be able to catalog it very well and give them the reception that befits them, that is due their honor. But you can see there is no time. It's a big run right now. The mission to Venezuela has become both Venezuela and Bogota, Colombia. So that is very big. That tells you that the Lord is saying time is over. You see, we have been running all over, running to one side of the earth, to Asia, running to one other side of the earth on this side, the Western Hemisphere. And soon we are rushing. We're going to rush to Australia, New Zealand, and rush to Taiwan, and rush to Europe, and all over, really all over the world. This is the hour. This is the hour at which the Lord is now urging the church to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. And so, again, the Lord, by illustrating his kingdom, demonstrating all his kingdom, using all this glory, he is longing that you have a holy desire for the glorious kingdom of God Almighty. A holy longing for that kingdom. And church, change course. Change the events the way you do them here. Begin to center a heavenly perspective in your life. Begin to center heaven into everything you do. Factor it in. That your life may gravitate around the kingdom of God in heaven. And you can never get it wrong. People that prepare always have another result when the D-Day arrives, as compared to those who do not prepare. And that's why we are so blessed to come to you and to let you know that the Lord, again, in the cascade of events, 27th of February 2024, that's such a memorable day, a day that has left an indelible mark on the life of this earth, when God, the Holy Spirit, he descended from heaven in bodily form, flapping his wings and flowing glory, tremendous glory, and lighted on me, on my hand, left prophetic finger, actually, deliberately, specifically, left prophetic finger, and then his right eye, and then we had a conversation. After that, then he went vertically up and went back into glory. But in that way, then from that lighting on me, that visitation by God himself, then he shows me the events that are to happen at Akurumene in Gai 6, where now God, the cloud of God, is coming to cover me, cover my head and the back. And then I dissolve into the glory, like transfigured in there. I get transfigured in there and then come out. So very big time, blessed people. So those with cameras, please be on watch. Be on watch out. That you, it's always good to see the glory. But the visitation that ensues when God brings me to the meeting is absolutely mind-boggling. It's astounding, extraordinary. Cripples will get up from all directions when the Lord now brings me into the meeting to be like a storm, you know. And so the Lord is doing so to be able to catch the attention of this generation, that you may all choose the kingdom of God and fear the voice that is speaking and honor this voice, because the cloud of God has covered me in your eyes. You've captured it in your cameras before many times. Kafkate, at Kericho, at Kisumu 1, 2012, Kisumu 2, 2019. At Central Park here, totally enveloped me when he was identifying the prophet of Mount Carmel 2 weeks earlier in the prophecy. And again, many places. So there is a big visitation. The cloud of God is coming to cover me. White, super glorious cloud. It covers from the upper back of my upper back and then the head. And I kind of dissolve in and then transfigure in and come out on the other side. Why is he doing this? I've just mentioned the scripture in Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, where in there he says our citizenship does not belong to this world, but he also promises that heaven does not reserve, does not keep any power away. That by the power that enables Jesus to bring everything under his control, he has availed that power for the day of rapture to glorify your bodies, that you may move away, be removed from the vile bodies, the humiliating bodies, the sinful bodies that you have now, and have now glorious bodies like his. That's an eternal body. And he says, in other words, by the power that enabled the Christ to do creation, God to create in the beginning, that is the same power that's now able to convert this body that when it dies, it rots down there. It's able to convert it into an immortal, eternal body that can enjoy God, enjoy the presence of God eternally. This is awesome, blessed people. All people ought to aspire for this. All people of God to fight their way now, to be born again and fight, resist the wickedness of this time and this age. Because of that, by the power he used to do creation, to create creation, he said that is the same power alone that is capable to convert your mortal bodies into eternal body and live eternally in the presence of God Almighty, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah HaShofet, HaMelech, Adonai El Olam, Sabaoth. So that is serious promise, blessed people. God is very bold to step forward in scripture and give that promise and then demonstrate it when finally brings us into the scene. The Messiah is coming. Thank you. Todarabah. Todarabah. Baruch Hashem.